paragraph Yud Gimel, Ki I Efsher LeKabel HaSholoim Shehurefu LeChol HaDvorim Kiim Al Yidei Merirus Hanal. We explained earlier, based on the chapter on Likut Imran, that it's impossible to receive Sholoim without Merirus, without going through bitterness. As Rabbeinu Zal showed on Likut Imran over there, Bebechinas Shabbos B'moron Itztavu. As the Gemara says, the Jews receive the mitzvah of Shabbos in a place called Mora. Mora means bitterness, where the waters were bitter. Ulefomim hacholas mizgaber kolkach. And we said that when a person gets sick, illness is a form of machloikis. There's a lack of sholoim inside the body. The body is composed of different opposing forces, fire, water, air. When they're in peace and harmony with each other, the person's healthy. The moment there becomes an imbalance, there's a machlekes, one of them is jockeying for position, the fire is trying to take over, to become too strong, going out of its boundary, the person becomes sick. So what do? You take medicine. Rav Nosal says now, quoting Rabbeinu Zal of the Ulefomim, Hacholas Mizgaber Kolkach, There are times when a person gets so sick that he can't take the medicine. He's so ill that he can't handle the medicine, can't get it down, period. Because they can't handle the bitterness and the powerful effects of the medicine. Rachmanasan, we know people, Rachmanasan Loyalenu, who have cancer. And the treatment is, one of the treatments that's given is chemotherapy and radiation. And the first thing they tell the person is that you have to see if you're going to live through the medication, not the illness. You have to see if you can handle the bitterness, the super merirus of the medication. And when the doctors see that the person can't handle the medication, can't handle the bitterness of the medication, then the doctors give up, Rachman al-San. And they say, then we can't help you. It's only if you're going to be able to fight and be super, super, super strong in being able to take the medicine, then there's a chance that the medicine is going to win against the disease. Cain, so true. So too on a spiritual level, when a person's sins have grown out of proportion, then also very often the person can't handle the bitterness of the cures, the refuah, the tikkunim that they have to go through to get cured from their sins. And then the pasuk says, Ein Sholoim Omar Hashem Lo Rishoim. Hashem says there is no peace to the Rishoim, meaning that a person can become so bad a Rasha that he can't get to peace. He can't handle the refuahs. He can't handle the medication that's needed to bring him to peace. The person's gone so out of whack that they're saying they can't handle the trufa. I just had a situation, Mamish, a few days ago. I'm saying everything I once heard from one of the great tzaddikim, Talmidei Chachamim of the previous generation, Rav Pinchas Taitz, Zichron Avrocha. He once said that you want to know the best possible commentary on life, to be able to understand life properly, the best pirush on life is Torah. Study Torah and you're going to understand everything going on in your life around you. And you want to know what the best commentary on Torah is? You want to know what the best pirush on Torah is? Life. Live. Live meaning open your eyes to what's going on around you and you're going to see the Torah come to life. Notice it's one thing reading the book. It's something else when you see the movie. It's so much clearer. So if you're learning Torah and you have your eyes open when you're living, you see. When you see it, it has so much of a stronger impact. We're talking about children at risk, Rachman al-San Loyalenu, kids, teenagers, who goes off the derech. How off the derech? We're talking about a 15-year-old girl who's taking drugs, smoking, smokes like a 45-year-old man, knows how to smoke, knows how to puff the smoke, more cool than any 40-year-old guy I ever saw in my life, you know, and knows the street, you know, has learned the streets inside out and everything. And now finally the police got involved, this got involved and everything, and this person was put in an institution to try to help them, to try to cure them, heal them. So the first thing that they're there, the first term is 6 weeks. So the first 4 weeks, the person is not cooperating. I don't want to be here. I don't want, no. Fighting, you know, not accepting any treatment, not accepting and not taking Medicaid, nothing. Now, finally, the last 2 weeks of the first 6 week period, realizing that there's a judgment, there's a court date at the end of the 6 weeks, and the judge is going to decide if you were successful here, then you can go to something better. If you were not so successful, either you stay here or we put you in a different place where it's much, much worse. So the last 2 weeks, suddenly there's a change and starting to get better. Now we go in front of the judge, and the judge sees this kid, and he sees exactly where the kid is. And the judge says, it's up to you. It's up to you. If you behave, if you allow, we're trying to help you. We're spending 10,000 shekels a month to try to help you. You know, but we can't do it without you. You have to cooperate. You have to. Are you going to cooperate? Yes. First it was said half yes, and then further, yes, period. An hour in front of the judge. Now go out of judge. Okay, everything is okay. We're going to try and go back. And there's a couple of positive things coming up now. The person has a simcha in the family, which they're going to be able to get. All kinds of positive things. 5 minutes walk out of the courthouse and supposed to go into a car to go back to that institution. Meets some friends out there, which is talks to them for 2-3 minutes and starts running away. Why are you running away? Runs a half a block away and stops, catch up with, what are you doing? The person says, I can't go back. I can't go back there. I can't stay there for 10 minutes. I can't stay in the hospital. You know, you're trying to help me. I know you're trying to help me. I can't do it. I can't even cry there. The person's saying, it's such a bad place. I need to cry. I can't even cry there. And you hear this, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining to us here that a person needs certain koichos to be able to handle the refuah, to be able to handle the medication, takes a certain strength. And sometimes the choyla says, I can't. And chas v'shalom, if the choyla isn't willing, in this particular case, after talking for 15 minutes or so, person agreed, went back, but I saw this in front of my face. You see a person saying, I believe you. I believe you're trying to help me. I know you're trying to help me. And on one hand, I understand. I would also like to be helped. But I can't go back into the hospital. I can't go back. It's too much for me. And this is why Chizkiyo HaMelech praises Hashem. Shehishlich kol chatois of achar kseifov, that Hashem was willing to throw away all the sins at that time, to say, you know what, let's just throw it away. We're not going to invest, we're not going to examine it, we're not going to register it, we're just going to burn it, we're going to get rid of it. Kidei shelo yitzarech lahalbish es hasholim bemerirus harbe, so that Hashem should not have to cloak the refuah, the peace, in a lot of bitterness. Vezehu hine l'sholoim mar limar. That's the pasuk that it says over there, that that I say to Sholoim, it's very bitter to me. Ve'ato choshakto nafshi, but you, Hashem, loved me, you wanted me so much that you are willing to throw all my averis away. Because if you weren't willing, Hashem, if you would have wanted to start writing him down and start trying to prescribe the medicine that I need for each and every avera, I don't know if I could handle the medicine. The medicines are so bitter. We said trufas are bitter. Nim ayin shom b'maimer. Look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal quotes this in Torah of Zion. Nimtza. So we see from this, kishe Yisrael rechoikim me'Hashem Yisborach. When the Jews are far from Hashem, shezeo b'chinas pegam hasholim. That means there's a lack of sholim between us and Hashem. We're far apart. We're not together. Bechinas ein shalom batzomai, as we said before, that when a person is doing sins, there is no peace inside in their bones. Ve'ein shalom bein ha'ilam o'yisel yoinim v'tachtoinim. And there's no peace between the upper worlds and lower worlds. Because again, man is the one who unites both of them, guf and neshama. If man is misbehaving, then there's no peace between the o'ilam o'yisel yoinim and tachtoinim. V'achar kach, kishi Yisrael tzrichen l'kabel ha'refua shua shalom, tzrichen lizboil meriris mikoidim. And then when the Jews have to receive the medication, which is shalom, they have to experience bitterness first. Ki derech ha'shalom sheyislabesh b'merirus, because the nature of shalom is that it comes cloaked in bitterness. V'zeh b'chinas kol ha'golios v'hatzorois she'Yisrael soivlim. This is the reason for all the exiles and all the suffering that the Jewish people are going through. Ki kol zeh b'chinas hamarirus she'soivlim kedei l'kabel achar kach al yidei zeh horefu ashu ha'sholim. This is the bitterness that a person has to go through first in order to be able to get to the goal, the objective, which is the cure, which is the sholim. V'zeh b'chinas golus Mitzrayim, shu b'chinas marirus. This is what we saw Klal Yisrael going through in Mitzrayim, where it was very bitter. That's the word the Torah uses. K'ma shekosu v'yemoraru es chayeim. They embittered their lives. V'chol zeh hoyu l'sakin chet odom rishon ki yadua. And the Arizal, the Zohar HaKadosh, tell us that the reason for golus Mitzrayim was to be mesakin the pigam of odom rishon. Kiyodua shegolos Mitzrayim hoya chet odom rishon shu pigama bris, which was the pigama bris of odom rishon. The fact that after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, it says he decided to separate from his wife for 130 years, and during those 130 years there were shedim and ruchos that were mechamim him. There was a certain type, a certain level of pigama bris, and for that Klal Yisrael had to go to Mitzrayim to try to fix up those sparks of kedusha. This is a deep discussion in the writings of the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah. Shehu pigam abris, pigam hasholim kanal. As we said earlier, pigam abris is synonymous with pigam hasholim. Umach masho yitzrichen l'sakein chet upigam zeh. Ulaham shech sholim mechodosh. And because of the fact that the Jews had to fix this pigam abris and had to create a new sholim, Alkein hutzruchu lizboil merirus harbe. That's why we had to go through a lot of bitterness, kidei lekabel hasholom al yedei zeh, in order to be able to receive the sholom. Ki achar kach zochu lavoi l'Eretz Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. Because what happened afterwards when we got out of Egypt? We went to Eretz Yisrael. We went to Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Shehu bechinas sholoim, ki al shem ze nikra Yerushalayim, al shem Yiro sholoim. The Torah says that the reason why it's called Yerushalayim is made up of two words, Yiro sholoim, that Yerushalayim is the city of peace. And that's what Eretz Yisrael is, the land of peace. And that's why the whole world is trying today to make all kinds of pieces out of Eretz Yisrael, to cut it up into a billion pieces, right? That's why the whole United Nations have nothing to talk about except peace. Where? In Borough Park, in the little neighborhood called Israel. You look at a map, you don't even call it a neighborhood, it's like one block. You look at the map of the Middle East, Eretz Yisrael looks like a block, one block, a street, you know, one street compared to the size of Syria and Saudi Arabia. And all of us are sitting and thinking, we have all of these think tanks to figure out, how do we make peace with this? We have this difficult problem, this thorn that's blocking. None of us can live because this problem called Eretz Yisrael. And we've got to figure out what to do about this. The entire world peace is revolving around this little thing. They don't know that that's the reality, that this is the center of peace of the whole world.